Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency by Christine Manger. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement, endorsed by the Diabetes South Africa and GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Christine Manger explores the symptoms, causes, diagnosis, treatment, and management options for exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. What is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency? EPI is a condition affecting the pancreas, leading to inadequate production and/or release of digestive enzymes. This results in maldigestion and malabsorption of food and fat-soluble vitamins, leading to malnutrition. Consequently, malnutrition may cause weight loss, including a reduction in muscle and bone mass, heightening the likelihood of osteopenia and osteoporosis. Children with EPI may experience delayed growth. Furthermore, the immune system is negatively impacted by malnutrition, increasing the susceptibility to infection. Individuals suffering from EPI may experience a decreased quality of life. The role of the pancreas. The pancreas is well known for its function in regulating blood glucose levels, though many people are unaware of the vital role it plays in digestion. The pancreas is both an endocrine and an exocrine organ with dual functions. Endocrine glands secrete hormones. These are secreted directly into the bloodstream for delivery to the target organs. The transportation and response of hormones are slower than the enzymes that are produced by the exocrine glands. Enzymes are released into ducts for direct delivery to the target organ. The endocrine function of the pancreas involves the release of the hormones, insulin and glucagon, into the bloodstream to regulate blood glucose levels. The exocrine function, on the other hand, is responsible for producing and secreting digestive enzymes into ducts, directing them to the duodenum, the first section of the small intestine. This area is where partially digested food meets bile and digestive enzymes. The enzymes produced by the pancreas are lipase, amylase, and proteases. They are responsible for the breakdown of fat, carbohydrates, and protein respectively. Symptoms of EPI: unexplained weight loss, bloating and gassiness, abdominal pain, fatigue, diarrhea, and a late symptom, steatorrhea, which is oily stools that often smell foul and float in the toilet. The causes and risk factors. Chronic pancreatitis is the primary cause of EPI in adults. It's a state of persistent inflammation that results in the formation of scar tissue or fibrosis. Fibrotic tissue replaces healthy tissue and is unable to produce the enzymes. It can also cause strictures of the pancreatic ducts, preventing enzymes from exiting the pancreas. Pancreatic surgery or a pancreatectomy. This may be full or a partial resection. Pancreatic cancer can damage pancreatic tissue that produces enzymes. Tumors, especially in the head of the pancreas, can physically obstruct the ducts, preventing the flow of enzymes to the duodenum. Cystic fibrosis is the most common cause in children. It is a genetic disorder causing mucus to become sticky and thick. This mucus can block pancreatic ducts, preventing the enzymes from reaching the duodenum. Bariatric surgeries. The one that is most likely to cause EPI is the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. This procedure entails bypassing a large portion of the stomach and the duodenum. The duodenum is where the enzymes usually mix with food. Although the enzymes will still be released, having no food in the duodenum to stimulate the release of enzymes, this action is delayed. The enzymes may not be present in enough concentration when meeting the food further down the intestine, nor at the optimal time, leading to inefficient digestion. This mismatch of food and enzyme timing is referred to as asynchrony. Diabetes can cause EPI, as diabetes is often associated with inflammation. This inflammation can be systemic, extending into the pancreas, which in turn causes damage to the acinar cells that produce the enzymes. Smoking can increase the risk of EPI, as smoking has been directly linked to acute pancreatitis, although the exact mechanism is not fully understood. And HIV and AIDS, along with the antiretroviral medication used to treat them, can cause EPI. The diagnosis of EPI relies heavily on good history taking. Included would be a history of any conditions that may cause EPI, a family history of pancreatitis, a full history of your symptoms, as well as information regarding your smoking and alcohol consumption. A physical examination would be performed, focusing on abdominal swelling and tenderness. Blood tests to assess pancreatic function and fat-soluble vitamin levels are usually done along with a stool test to measure fat content. EPI can be mistaken for many other medical conditions, leaving it frequently mis- or undiagnosed. Treatment and management. The gold standard of the treatment of EPI is pancreatic enzyme replacement therapy, or PERT, PERT. Pancrealipase is the most used PERT in South Africa. It requires a script from a doctor and is a lifelong treatment and needs to be taken with every meal and snack. It aids in restoring the normal digestive process. Vitamin replacement will also be managed by your doctor. Lifestyle changes are important. The cessation of smoking and alcohol is mandatory. Small, frequent meals should replace less frequent large meals. Dietitians play a pivotal role in assisting people with EPI and should be a pillar of management. Where possible, treat and manage the underlying causes. Regular follow-up bloods and doctor visits post-bariatric surgery can allow for timely intervention and prevention of EPI. Body weight and BMI should be monitored regularly. Annual bloods should be done to assess response to PRT and other management interventions.